Title: Jungle Chord Roots and Inversions Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live composition lesson, and we're going straight into one of the real secrets of classic jungle and drum and bass harmony. It's not just jazzy chords, it's roots, inversions, and voice leading planned like a bass music producer, not like a piano player. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar jungle chord hook at around 174 BPM that actually behaves in a DNB mix. It rolls, it doesn't jump around. It leaves space for your sub and res, and it's arranged with that call and response feel you hear in proper jungle. First, set your tempo to 174. Then do yourself a favor and set up three groups: drums, bass, and music. Keep it clean. Drop in any break loop or even a placeholder drum pattern, because writing chords in silence is how you accidentally write chords that fight the drums. Quick pro move on your master: put a utility and give yourself a fast mono check. Literally set width to zero when you want to check mono. Jungle staves can sound amazing wide, but if they vanish in mono, you've just made a chord that only works in your headphones. Now let's choose a key. You want something sub-friendly, where the low notes feel heavy without getting weird. F minor is perfect, so we'll use that. Here's the chord progression for our 4-bar loop: bar 1, Fm 9, bar 2, Db maj 9, bar 3, Eb 9, bar 4, Cdem 9. Now, teacher note, I don't want you thinking 4-chord loop, done. I want you thinking root plan. The roots are the map of gravity, and in jungle, the bass does not always obediently follow the chord root. Sometimes it does, sometimes it absolutely doesn't, on purpose. That tension harmony moving above while the sub anchors or pedals, this is a huge part of that dark gluey jungle feeling. Next, build a chord stab instrument using stock Ableton. Make a MIDI track called Chord Stab. Fast classic option. Wave eatable. Set OSC 1 to a sawish basic shape. Add a little unison, think 3 to 5 voices, not a trance supersaw. Keep the amount moderate so your attack stays punchy. OSC 2 can be a sine or triangle mixed quietly underneath, just to give body. Filter. Low pass 24. Don't overbrighten. We're writing stabs that sit in a break. Put the cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 3 kHz depending on how aggressive you want it, and add a bit of drive to make it bark. Now the amp envelope matters a lot. This is not a pad lesson. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 250 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain very low or all the way down. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. You want it to feel like a hit, not like a chord that hangs around and steps on your snare. Then add a little chorus for sheen, subtle. Add saturator, analog clip style, a few dB of drive. Then add an auto filter as a high pass, and set it somewhere like 150 to 250 Hz. That high pass is not optional. The bass owns the low end in DNB. Your chord track is mid-range business. If you want a more 90s sampled vibe, you can do this later by resampling your chord hits and putting them into simpler, but for now let's keep it quick and controllable. Now we write the chords, but here's the rule. We're not writing block chords like a beginner, we're writing voicings. The voicing is the music. Let's quickly name the chord tones in F minor, just so you know what's in the chord, even if we don't use every note. Fm 9 is F, Ab, C, Eb, G. Db maj 9 is Db, F, Ab, C, Eb. Eb 9 is Eb, G, Bb, Db, F. Cm 9 is C, Eb, G, Bb, D. But we're going to do the jungle move, rootless, compact. Voice-led stabs. Open a 4-bar MIDI clip. Keep your notes mostly in the C3 to C5 range. If you go too low, you'll clash with sub and res. If you go too high, it can get thin and start sounding like a totally different genre. Here are some example voicings that are extremely usable. Bar 1, Fm 9, but rootless. Ab 3, C4, Eb 4, G4. Notice what we just did. We didn't even play F. That's not a mistake, that's strategy. You're leaving the bassline room to decide what the root feels like. Bar 2, Db maj 9, in a smooth inversion. Ab 3, C4, Eb 4, F4. Listen to how little changed. Three notes stayed the same, and only one note moved. G dropped to F. That tiny motion is voice leading. It's the difference between chords changing and chords rolling. Bar 3, Eb 9, G3, Bb3, Db4, F4. Again, small movements. The top voice stays controlled. It's like the chord shape morphs instead of jumping. Bar 4, Cm 9, G3, Bb3, D4, Eb4. Dark resolution and still compact. Now, extra coaching. Stop thinking in chord names for a second and think in top line melodies. In jungle, your break is busy, your bass is busy, so your ear often locks onto the highest note of the stab. That top note is basically a tiny lead melody. So here's a challenge as you work. Can you make the top note feel like a hook? Even if it's only two or three pitches repeating. If your top note is leaping all over the place, it'll feel like your tune is constantly changing sections. Another coaching trick, anchor tones. Pick one or two notes that persist across multiple chords, often guide tones like the third and seventh, or a color tone like the ninth. Keeping those notes around creates that glued rolling feel. You can even duplicate the clip and experiment with keeping one note constant through all four bars, just to feel how much cohesion it adds. Now let's talk inversions inside Ableton, practically. The fastest way, enter a chord in a close voicing, then select notes and use octave shifts to move one note up or down an octave. In live, that's the command or control shift up and down move. That's your inversion machine. And use fold in the piano roll to focus only on the notes you've used, so you're not hunting around. Voice leading target, microshifts. One or two notes moving by a semitone between chords is magic in this genre. That's how you get motion without losing smoothness under fast drums. Cool. Now make it rhythmically jungle. These aren't sustained pads. They're percussion with harmony. Start with stabs on the offbeats. Put hits on the end of two and the end of four. That's the classic skank feel. Then add a variation. In bar two, add a quick pickup stab around the of three, like a little 16th push. In bar four, add a double hit right before the loop turns around to 16ths that kind of pull you back to bar one. Once your rhythm is in, go to the groove pool and try a light swing, like a 16th swing at maybe 10 to 20%. Don't overdo it. Jungle swing is often subtle. The break already has its own feel, and you're trying to interlock with it, not derail it. Now let's shape space, and make sure these chords actually sit in a DNB mix. On the chord track, add EQ 8 first. High pass somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. Adjust by ear. If your bass disappears when the chord hits, your high pass is too low or your voicing is too low. If it's boxy, a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz can help. But remember, the best fix for mud is often revoicing, not EQ. Move the heavy tones up an octave and you'll instantly hear the mix breathe. Then add a compressor or glue compressor. Gentle. 2:1 ratio medium attack, auto release, and just a couple dB of gain reduction. We're not smashing. We are controlling spikes so reverb behaves. Then add hybrid reverb. Keep it DNB friendly. Small to medium room. Decay under 2 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the attack stays clear, and high cut the reverb so it doesn't fizz over the break. 10 to 20% wet is usually plenty. Then utility for width. You can push width for excitement, but do the mono check. If it collapses, pull it back, or keep the low mids more centered and only widen the airy part. Now we lock it to bass. Create ASUB track. Operator is perfect. One sine wave. Short release so it doesn't smear between notes. Add a touch of saturation so it reads on smaller speakers, and optionally low pass, if it's somehow picking up extra harmonics. Now pick your philosophy. Option 1. Cleaner. The sub follows roots. F to dB to EB to C. One per bar or in a little rhythm. Option 2. Darker jungle. Pedal the sub on F across the whole four bars, and only occasionally touch EB or C as passing notes. This is where your rootless voicings pay off. The harmony can imply dB and EB above, while the sub stays menacing on F. That harmony versus bass agreement is a huge DNB tension tool. If you want an even lighter approach that still sounds jazzy, try upper structure triads instead of full four-note stabs. Over an F sub, an AB, major triad AB, C, EB basically screams F minor territory, without thickness. Over an EB sub, a G minor triad implies dominant colors. It's a cheat code for instant jazz without making your chord track too crowded. Now, arrangement. We're building a 16-bar phrase that feels like a real tune, not a loop that never evolves. Bars 1 to 4. Chords and a filtered break. Keep things a little restrained. Sub is simple. Bars 5 to 8. Add a res layer in the low mids, but sidechain it so it breathes with a kick and snare. Open your chord filter slightly with automation, just a little more brightness and energy. Bars 9 to 12. Variation. A super effective trick is changing the inversion on just one chord like the EB 9 by moving it up an octave or shifting one note. Then drop the stabs out for one bar and let the reverb tail carry. That empty bar creates tension without you needing a new progression. Bars 13 to 16. Turnaround. Double time the stab rhythm, add a crash or impact, and at the end of bar 16 do a stop like a quarter bar of silence, then slam back to bar 1. Jungle loves those little negative space moments. If you want that chopped feel without editing every note, use auto pan with phase set to 0 degrees. That makes it tremolo, not stereo panning. Set the rate to an eighth or 16th, amount around 20 to 40%, and it'll add rhythmic gating to your stabs. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid while you work. 1. Always including the root in the chord. Indeed, NB, the bass often is the root. If your chord also hits it, you get low mid congestion fast. Rootless voicings are your friend. 2. Going super wide without mono checking. A wide chorus stab that feels massive can disappear in mono, or smear the break. 3. Inversions that jump too far. If your top note leaps an octave, it can sound like a new section. That might be cool, but if your goal is rolling consistency, keep the top voice moving small. 4. Reverb tails into the snare. Jungle snares need room. If the tail is stepping on the snare, shorten decay, use more pre-delay, or put the reverb on a return and duck or gated keyed from the snare. 5. Random chord placement. Stabs should feel like they're part of the drum kit. Place them in the holes. A really practical method: temporarily slam a sidechain compressor on your chord bus keyed from the break. Where it ducks the hardest is where chord tails are already fighting, so either shorten your chord, move it, or reduce the wet tail. Before we wrap, here's a quick advanced variation you can try if you want that classic tense sip. Between two main stabs, add a very short ghost chord like a 16th note where you keep three notes the same and move one note down one semitone. It's basically a chromatic passing inversion. It creates tension without changing the progression. And one more big sound design upgrade: resample your chords. Solo the chord track, resample to audio, drop it into simpler in slice mode by transients. Now you can trigger slices like percussion, change decay per hit, and it instantly feels more like a cut-up sample jungle record without complicated MIDI. Now your mini practice: if you want to drill the concept fast, switch to G minor. Use roots G dem to eb to F to D. Make four chords, but use only four notes per chord and force yourself to omit something. Then keep the top note moving no more than three semitones between each chord. After that, make two bass versions, one following roots, one pedaling G. Export both and a slash B them. This audio version is shortened for playback.